Everybody's in their right spot.
Except...
Bowie, go back to sleep.
Get in there.
Lucifer.
Very honor.
How much time do you think we spend talking about Bowie?
20 hours.
20 hours, yeah, all told.
Yeah.
It's a good amount of time.
We should do a super cut of all our Bowie.
Yeah, but Bowie.
Well, speaking of supercuts, welcome to Queers on Dice, queerest podcast this side of the Milky Way galaxy, and Bowie. My name is Eris Throttle. I am your game master. This podcast, Queers on Dice, is so queer that we've invented new shapes for die.
Mm-hmm.
It's a D23, a D7,
a D1.
And a D1.
That one exists.
What?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
It's just a stick.
It's a stick that's like weighted so that it always rolls so that on the one's up.
Yeah.
I want to like it.
It's so silly.
But I'm kind of upset.
Sometimes it's in like almost a needle shape, but it's thick.
A thick needle?
Yeah, so that it rolls and is always
on the
one.
Calm down.
It's queer.
That's for the Patreon.
Yeah.
Wow. Girthy needle.
Wow.
Yeah. Stick that.
That's someone's dream. Sorry. Cut that.
Rein us in.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Major.
Yeah.
Wait. There you go.
Do we have a question?
Should we move on from this hell?
We've all created new shapes for dice.
Yeah, we all created new shapes for dice.
Go around and say our new shape.
Well, since everyone's going to a banquet, let's describe. What's everyone's perfect fancy event, and what would you wear?
Us or our character?
Your character.
Oh.
Good. Always got to make that distinction.
Yeah. But if you have one for yourself, go ahead and share, I guess.
Hi, I'm Major Hammy, and I play Jun of Awe, the best, sweetest, kindest dragonborn you ever did see. The manners are exquisite.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jen had a perfect event, it would be her birthday.
Mm.
And it would be... Not to get political, but it would definitely be no.
Yes, do it.
Okay, it would definitely be like a little dictator-y.
What?
Oh my god!
No, but in like a not in a ruler way,
like a fun dictator, like
just in terms of like heights of levels of where everybody is. You know, she's on a giant balcony. And there's just a mass of people.
Like Evita.
Ava Perone. Yeah.
Jen. And they all do like choreographed dances for her and everything. And she is under a canopy up above where everybody can watch her just being doted on.
Yeah.
The balcony with a canopy. Yes.
Yeah. Necessary. And then at the end, there's a big swimming pool in the middle. And she does a giant cannonball into it to signal that the party is now everyone else's party and they are allowed to enjoy and have fun and not focus on her anymore. And she goes to bed to the sweet, sweet sounds of the joy that she gave to everybody else because of her birth.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Birthday.
Wow. And oh, what would she be wearing? You know, those like hamster balls?
Mm.
Or no, sorry. Never mind.
It's good. Don't overthink. Yeah.
Actually naked this time. That's what she's wearing.
Oh, okay. Birthday suit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sickening.
You know those hamster balls? No, not that. You know those hamster balls? Not one of those.
Just kidding. Got him. Hi, I'm Lisa Frankenstein. I play Peek, the tiefling warlock. And Peek's ideal... Was it banquet?
Event
mm-hmm. would be, you know how in the Titanic when Leonardo DiCaprio's like, you want to go to a real party? It's like that type of thing where it's like just kind of like everyone dresses in their best. And for some people, it's maybe like quote unquote, not the best, but it's the best that they can do. And everyone feels good about themselves and gets drunk and eats good food that they've like happened to scrounge up and like plays games and dances and like just has a really good time and not worry about anything. And those, like when she was younger, would happen like very rarely, like maybe once a year. And so like, and it would happen if like, they were celebrating, like if someone died and they wanted to celebrate their life, or like maybe someone came across like a bunch of food, or like someone sold all of their stuff so they were able to buy something and have a good big celebration. So it was always like everyone coming together and in like underground in the, you know, away from all the people and just having a good time.
So beautiful. It reminds me of that scene in Dirty Dancing when they go to like where the real dancing is happening.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze is like, let me show you how to dance.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Shoulders.
Whoa. Yes. And she's the best dancer, even though she's not dancing any better or any worse than anyone else. Yes.
What would Pete be wearing?
Just like, I mean, back then it was like, oh, well, I can kind of morph. And so like maybe change her hair a little different, but just like a dress that she managed to like steal from somewhere and like altered it. And because this was like before she could do like a lot of magic. Mm. She has some dramaturgy, but not a lot. And so it was like maybe like a handmade dress so she could look nice, or like a really nice like pants like outfit that was cute and hip and goth and yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
It's like whatever was hanging around that might be new and sparkly.
Hi, my name is Nick, and I play Flandel Etche, the Plasmoid Barbarian. and Flandel's ideal event would be a gala hosted by Pristine Ventures, the christening of a ship that he captains himself.
Aww.
And he'd be dressed in like a black kilt with like a tartan bow tie, necktie, and like a nice like black jacket and a little admiral's cap.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
The visualization of him letting go of the champagne bottle and then it just bouncing off and not breaking.
Oh, sorry. Oh, let's do it again. Right. Let's try it again.
Dang it. Clumsy.
My ideal event is a Halloween party at a haunted house.
Yep.
Cute.
It's the best. There's nothing better. Like, everyone's got a little costume, and everyone's having fun, and you can maybe go, like, get spooky. But it's not like dance club where, like, it gets a little crazy. It is a house party.
Oh.
Halloween
period.
House party.
Haunted. Yeah. Haunted house.
Haunted house. Work. So, I mean, all houses that are older than 10 years are haunted.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
All houses that are 100 years are guaranteed to have someone have died in them.
Well.
Yeah.
God, you guys, I never thought about that before.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes do you ever just think, like, you step in a building and you're like, how many people have died here?
Hemi's really, like, not...
I think that every time.
I'm not surprised.
With joy and relish.
How old is this house?
It is 112 years old.
Fucking A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody died at one point.
Walking through
this. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And sometimes it's not like a murder. Like, people die of natural causes, too.
Yeah. That don't mean they're excited about what had happened.
But they don't always stay, either.
I don't trust none of it.
Last time, the intrepid space adventurers decided to start negotiating and recruiting some powerful allies. And as they went about doing that, they met some colorful characters, specifically Towelcake, Wifflebottom, and Gersey. Just Gersey. And they turned out to be very powerful wizard and artificer, respectively. One of the important things that the group realized is that these powerful allies are willing to help as long as it guarantees that the good times at the gambling casino stay. meaning the wanton destruction or the rise to power of formerly defeated Vangrax of the end doesn't happen. This agrarian mind flayer of like that is farming mental energy is much better than the warmongering, wild space conquering mind flayers of old. And so as they head into the banquet, they are faced with a difficult conundrum. How do they both find a way for Magenta, the card dealer that is a family friend of Peek's potentially, to be able to rescue a bunch of the people that really don't want to be employed there anymore because it's a little harsh, while also ultimately getting that brain of Andul that they've been wanting this whole time. But, oh no, I think there's one more complication. The very last vision that Peek had as she went into a deep, dreamful sleep was Hadar coming in and saying, destroy the brain. And as we zoom back in on our beautiful space tour guides, they're waking up and emerging into the central room of their private suite.
Wow. This is the softest, nicest bed that I've ever slept in. This is a great place. I wish we could stay here forever. Is there a possibility where we just forget?
No.
Okay. Just throwing it out there.
What? We could long con it. I'm here for that.
Yeah, okay. I didn't mean it in for real. We should get back.
I hate it here.
Yeah, me too. Soft beds suck for me.
I thought you loved Azor.
I do love Azor. I love Pristine Ventures. We need to get those pristine points. We got to get back. And I'm ready to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we clear on, we got to let our people know about like how we need them to help us.
Right. We need some way to, Magenta is in tune with when she's being listened to or not. And I feel like she would know when it was a distraction and completely like, and so she would know when to get all of her people together and leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a thing. Also, heads up, this never happens. Last night while I was falling asleep, Hadar contacted me and said, destroy the brain.
Oh. Like, wait. Imaginary dream, like fluffy Hadar, or like for real, Hadar?
Oh.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means.
What brain do you think he
I don't,
was?
He said, oh, I said Hadar. Actually, I said something else, but he said, wrong number, sorry, bye. And I said, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
more casual than I thought
like
it was.
That means me too. Maybe we should not destroy the brain.
I don't know what it means for me.
Oh.
If we return the brain to Andul, I think, I don't know.
I'm picking up what you're stepping in.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Stepping in what you're picking. Sorry. Keep going.
And you're absolutely sure that he meant the brain of Andul?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
But I mean, that's the brain that we're going after.
Yeah, but there's another brain we could destroy, which is the Elder Brain.
Explode them all.
I mean, yeah, because that's what I was, that's kind of like, they went after one god brain. I'm thinking, I think I said this a while ago, like what's stopping them from going after another one?
This question of whether it's Andul's brain or the Elder Brain is an interesting one. What are you hoping that it is, Peek? Which would you prefer to destroy?
Well, considering that we've spent so long prepping to go and get Andul's brain, I'm hoping that it's the other one so that
the Elder
we can
brain.
Finish this thing and return it to Andul.
Okay, let's make an Arcana check.
Oh, my. Don't fail me, big boy.
Don't fail me now.
And it's a 13.
13. Could be either one.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, I guess we just have to destroy them both. Just kidding. No.
I'm rubbing off on you way too much.
You are. Sorry.
Whoa. Good.
You hear your little Gersey communicator going off. It's like, hey, morning.
Oh,
hey.
I press the button. Good morning, Gersey.
All right, what's the plan?
the plan is.
Oh, wait, here. I'll just go over there 1 second.
Okay.
And little legs pop out of each of your little communicators and they all crawl to the center and then a hologram of him appears. And you're like, all right, now I can see you.
Oh.
Oh, great. Bucket hat's on.
Bucket hat has been on.
Okay, yep. it stay being on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
Plan is we're going to go to the banquet. We're going to incapacitate Vangrax and Deli.
We need... I was thinking, like, because what do we need Gerzy to do? We need him to shut the power off, right?
We need a distraction.
Yeah, to clog the communication.
Gerzy, if we were gonna like distract Kalor for a period of 30 to 45 minutes, would you be able to help us do that?
I could get you 30, probably. I could release all the monsters in the arena by opening the gates.
My God.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like, you can't shut down communication. They're
in their brain.
They're like, murr, 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 murr. You know, right. It's so stupid. And you see him like put like a little thing to his brain, even though he does communicate telepathically as well. Right. It's like, they're all like, murr, 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 murr. So dumb.
So dumb.
But that feels like that would be enough. And then we have the banquet and he's already a little like, ooh, I'm on the chillaxy waxy because I'm vibing at a banquet. Ha, yeah. Ha, ha.
And then it can't be traced back to you. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, even if they trace it back to me, what are they going to do?
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you're very good at disappearing.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And then as far as the whole, like, is this place going to still be a place you can vacation, if you will? Absolutely. We have somebody in mind to put in charge that will just keep it running, keep it fun, keep it light, make sure everybody here wants to be here, you know, all that jazz.
Altarian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so smart.
Have you met him?
Right, well, I told you guys about him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah that's right.
Just making sure we have all of our bases covered. Because to a lot of people in this plan.
What's he like?
He's fine.
What are his interests and hobbies?
Bunny badminton. That's where we kind of like connected the first time.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a soft game.
Yeah, soft, but they scream really loud.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
When they win.
Yeah.
I miss Daniel.
And when they lose.
Are you talking about Daryl?
I named him Daniel.
You named him something else, if I remember.
Now he's Daniel and I miss him. Okay. Anyways, it's okay. I have
beef. It's approximately correct. The best kind of correct.
Okay. Great. Good. Have you met Deli?
Yeah.
What's he like?
He's a blowhard.
Okay.
It's everything's got to stay exactly the same. Do we want to like increase the yield of the mental energy throughput? No, it's a perfect balance right now. Do we want to make the arena a little less violent? No, people need to die to get people excited. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
But it feels like right now, technically, like what they're putting forth is that people don't die, but they just make it look like they do. And people still get excited over that.
The guests, they just let what happens to them usually, unless they're like a Kandori or something important.
I see.
Well, if we can rely on you for that distraction, then that's what we need you for.
All right.
We need a signal.
I mean, we'll be in the same room, so you can just wink at me.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
Peek, why don't you wink at Hubie the One?
Me?
Yeah. I think he kind of like kind
team
of like a,
I'm the team winker.
Oh, okay. Well, I just feel like they have a kind of like a connection going on here.
Okay.
No, but it could
no,
be you.
No, if you, she captain doesn't do winking anymore.
I just feel like you could outsource
not
it,
true.
You know?
Nope. I don't want to wink. I have no winking desire any longer.
Oh.
I feel like
Peek is the winker.
Your what? Winking skills are going to be used for more important targets.
Ew, but agreed.
Oh boy.
Sorry, are we having a discussion about winking?
No.
No, not.
Okay. Look for the signal from Peek.
Which is a wink.
Okay, a wink from Peek.
Peek.
Sorry, it's just we said wink a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it starts losing
okay,
its
okay, thank you so
bit.
Much. Goodbye. And Jen just walks and starts like putting her hands to the hologram.
And it just like vroom, 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 vroom. Every time you do it, vroom, vroom. It's like, okay, I can go. Bye. And just like powers down. And
oh, I'm so strong.
The little... The little communicators crawl back up to your pants, like right next to where they were.
Nice. Okay, let's talk to Tallow Cake next.
Yep. And after that, we'll go find Magenta.
Yeah. Okay.
I press the little button.
Did you push the right button or the left button?
I push the right button. Party time.
Right button. As soon as you press that, tiny little blocks like holographic Tetris start appearing in midair. Ooh. And they start to fall. And you can like touch the blocks and stuff.
Oh, fun. Somebody else give a call. I'm busy.
Go ahead and make a either athletics or intelligence.
Are they like hard light blocks?
Cool. And they're doing magic. It's like fluffy light.
For intelligence?
Fluffy light.
Why don't I see, am I?
Investigation.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, does it four?
Total?
Yep.
You don't know what this is. You've never, Tetris is a foreign concept to you. And so they like stack up and then it goes, and then it just all disappears.
Oh, boo. Okay, now I press the right, no, wait.
Flandel pushed the right one while you were doing that.
Oh.
Yeah. Your game was just so enthralling. The lights in your room all turn pink, and then Tallow appears in the center, which is right next to the bed or on the bed?
Next to.
It's next to the bed. The bed's not directly centered.
No.
Okay, it's off. Okay, so
like
she
12 o'clock.
She appears. It's almost as if like an archway kind of appears, and you see like the legs like kind of step through, and she's like, "You called?"
I hand her a bucket hat, mine.
I don't need that, but thank you.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure that because nobody can overhear us, you know?
No one can. The pink lets you know that it's my domain now.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Catching up.
We have exciting news. We have your task.
My task? Ooh, I haven't been assigned things in forever. This is fun. What's
that?
So
fun. So, we need a little help teleporty-portying our way into the brain location and out of the brain location.
Yes.
Mm.
And you seem like the best one for the job. And then your hands are clean, you know, nobody will see anything. And possibly like...
It's true.
Transporting the brain, I don't know, we can see.
I'm very good at teleporting. Great. That sounds fun.
Also, if you could help us possibly freeze or do what you want to Van Grax and Deli. We need them out of the way.
For Altarian.
Yes.
Oh, little political machinators over here.
I don't know.
Figuring out how to like... Well,
turning over the world. It's exciting.
Wow. Because here's the thing. You said that you still want to come here.
I would love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And if Deli or Van Grax takes over, then the gambling, I feel like, will go away.
Mm.
But Altarian actually wants to keep this going in a not so violent way.
Mm.
And so I think it's kind of a win-win for everyone.
Mm. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will give you both the tools to get rid of them. How about that?
Oh.
I can give you the tools in order to handle it discreetly.
Like poison them?
A type of poison, yes. And she takes out a bottle and instead of, it's the same exact shape as the catnip, but instead it's a picture of a mind flayer and a heart. One is a pink heart and the other is a purple heart. And she's like, if you put this vial in Van Grax's drink and this vial in Deli's drink, then your problem will be solved.
Yeah. Would you mind being a little specific about how it is solved?
No, because this is fun.
Okay.
Are they going to kiss?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
Okay. But we will not get hurt in the process.
No. Well, sometimes love is explosive.
Okay.
But you should be fine.
Okay. I could do it.
Okay, great.
Do you know which color goes to which person? You
Don't figure. Yep, okay, that great. Color goes to that person, and that color goes to that person.
That's perfect. You remember that perfectly.
Mm-hmm. I did. Just like she said.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful. So there's going to be a little distraction that's going to happen, and you'll know it's happening because Peek is giving a wink, and then everyone will be distracted, and that is when we are going to teleport.
So in peak winks, I will teleport you all into the antechamber of the Brain of Endul.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
please.
Do you know where it is? Yeah.
No.
Okay, great. Is
but
it going to
still do it?
Work?
If you can figure out approximately where it is.
I mean, we were
and let me know at the banquet.
Holy shit. Our stuff will probably point us in the right direction, right? Maybe you'll be able to hear it. Maybe you'll be able to see it.
I won't be able to see it. I can only see the boons.
Maybe you'll be able to hear it. The ear.
That, I mean, technically, technically she could only hear the compass.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Well.
Well, okay.
I mean, our things
it's in the bottom of part. It's in the other pyramid. The bottom pyramid. The hourglass pyramid.
The bottom
part.
The bottom half.
Booty of the pyramid. Visible.
Booty
the right side up pyramid.
The right side up pyramid.
Hmm. Hmm. I don't know if that's true.
Really?
Can they?
Well, all right.
Well, I guess we'll find out. And when we know more information, we'll let you know. But
isn't that where the banquet is in the right side up pyramid?
Oh, no. The banquet's up here.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Hmm.
What?
The banquet is on the 50th floor.
Oh.
50th?
The highest floor.
Okay. This is sketchy.
Great. Problem solved. If we need you for anything else, we'll let you know.
Do you have anything that's like a connection to the brain or like a description of it or?
We weren't told what it looks like.
Ooh, sucks.
Yeah.
We only have connections to the boons that would help us get it.
Hmm. Interesting.
You see like the imprint of the hand floats up to like my face. All we have is these. Scion of Andul gave these to us.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds intense. Well, let me see here. And you see that she takes her hand over the hand. And as she kind of like, she caresses the goo. And the hand actually just comes right off and slides off. And the hand is just suspended over pink outside of you. And it sends shivers through your entire body. You've just had something severed from you.
Jeez. Are you okay, Flandel?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know.
And she goes... That's a good signal. So let's try it. She gets a plus 10 to Arcana.
Jesus.
Damn.
Whoa.
It's a lot more than I get.
With a 24, she goes, Yes. The antechamber is in the center of the 50th floor? That can't be right.
The center.
The center. But like, so have you gone above this floor at all?
I don't know.
No.
So all of the other floors, they have a view. All those other hotel floors have views of the inside as well. They like double up the rooms. And so it's actually this pyramid's hollow in the center.
Okay.
And so on the 50th floor, that would imply that there's a room suspended in the middle. But I've never bothered looking. I guess I should just... She's like, 1 second. And she plops her eye out of her socket and it disappears for a little bit. And then it kind of like comes back and she like plops it in and she's like, oh, it is there. Yeah, it's just right there. Weird.
Is there like a bridge to it or?
There are tentacles that are kind of like connected to it, but it's hidden via illusion magic.
Right.
Ooh.
But well, I guess it wouldn't.
Just never looked that way before. Weird.
Well, it wouldn't matter because we could just get teleported there. When the time is right.
Yeah.
Yipper skipper.
Know where it is. Okay.
And then could we use our beepers to let you know when we need to be teleported out? Could you teleport us to our ship?
I don't think that I can do that. But what I can do, because here's my guess, is that it's cut off from the rest of this space in some way.
I see.
So I can cast a rebounding spell that will give you... say 20 minutes and we'll teleport you out after that 20 minute period.
Okay.
Great. I love these timestamps on everything.
We love timestamps.
Super helpful.
Well, you gotta know what you got. You gotta know what you're working with.
And as long as we have are in contact with the brain or have it on our person, if it's small enough, it'll come with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Do you want this back or can I just keep it? And she's like waving the hand like a handkerchief.
Yeah, I think I'll take it back. It feels like some part of me that is essential is missing.
You shouldn't let gods define your identity. Trust me, I tried that a while ago. Here you go. and it like slurps back onto you, but now it's like outlined in pink a little bit.
Oh. Interesting. Okay.
You feel it feels a little fuzzy.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Cozy.
I like it, I think.
Okay. Wink, kick. Rebounding teleport, and we're good.
Thank you.
Great. And then just tell people that it was me that did all the...
Absolutely.
Thing. Absolutely.
No, right. We didn't have anything to do with this.
Yes. The ballad is only 463 stanzas, and I really think it's going to hit its stride at 750.
Yeah.
Agree.
So got to get there.
You got to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Got to feed the children.
Mm. Got to feed the children.
So excited to hear this when it just finished.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see. Might take a year for the song to play complete from beginning to end. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a year.
Mm-hmm.
What a gift. Thank you.
Tallowcake, if we ever wanted to, you know, reconnect, where could we find you?
I'm a no strings kind of gal.
Okay.
Yeah, she serves cunt and then leaves.
Yep. Makes sense. Okay.
Cool. But if you ever want to visit my home space and just like learn a little bit about me, you can always find me right where that hand points. Yeah.
Oh.
And you can see like as you shift the hand around on your body, it kind of glows a little bit more pink depending on the direction it's facing.
Oh.
Okay. Good to know. Cool. I salute. Pleasure working with you, Ms. Wifflebottom.
Always remember, the pleasure is always mine. Ta-ta! And she disappears. The room goes back to a glowing purple.
Let's go find Magenta.
Okay.
Let's see what card game she's playing this time.
Do, 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 do. So as you go back down to the elevator and that brilliant muzak is playing, mm-hmm. the fifth floor is illuminated for you once again, and you quickly find Magenta, and she is there. I don't have a new game for her. It's just roulette.
Hot.
Yeah.
So people are dying in the middle of the casino. I don't know how to play roulette. Right? There's like a gun, a revolver, and she's like, your turn.
That is right. That is fantasy roulette. It's just everyone has like a weird little tentacle just next to their temple. And then when they lose, it just goes boop.
No more.
No, it's it's the spinny kind. But black. Instead, what happens is a tentacle slams down on to like identify where the number is.
Oh, nice.
And so to bet, you bet on either red or black or a specific number.
See. Okay.
Beautiful.
I was hoping it was the, because I don't know how to play this one either, but the die roll where you have to roll the two dice. I don't remember what craps.
Are cheesy? No?
Is it?
Yes. Craps is the one with two die. Roulette is the one where there's a spinning wheel and a ball that they right. drop in. Yeah, yeah.
Are cheesy. Get out of
cheesy.
Here.
We could make it. I don't actually, I get it explained to me every single time. Craps is the one game I don't know how to play, and it has the best odds
right.
of the table games. So
you just put your chips on a, it's like
you just put your chips on things, but like strategically, I don't really know.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to roll snake eyes, and you want to roll like a certain number a certain amount of times is all that I know about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know any what numbers or like if they, yeah, or how many times you're allowed to throw it. Or.
Dear listener, just tell us on social media. This is, we really want to know.
Gamble to us.
Yep.
Tell us what money is. We don't get it.
Wheel trip.
Yeah.
God.
Enter to win a free trip to Las Vegas, Nevada with the Queers on Dice crew.
Oh, Queers on Dice is not
enter
responsible
to pay
for lost money.
For all to go.
And so as you walk up, Magenta goes, would you like to try your hands at roulette?
Sure. Tentaclet?
Yeah, definitely.
Wonderful. Place your bets. Go ahead. You can either do evens, odds, or a specific number.
50.
Great.
I'm going to put,
how high does the numbers go?
Up to 50.
So it's evens or odds, not black and red?
Black is even, red is odd.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'll do 10 on even and 10 on 22.
Ooh. Any other bets? Any other bets?
10 on odd.
I'm going to start the spinning before the tentacle slams down.
Odd. And 10 on 33.
33.
I will let you know that the returns on the even or odd is like 0.5 times.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Jen?
I said 50.
How much are you putting on 50?
No. 10 on 50.
10 on 50?
And 24.
And 10 on 24?
No, 5 on 24.
5 on 24.
Oh my gosh, this is so specific.
24 on 5.
On first.
What's your name?
All righty, let's go. Mind Flayer.
Did you roll 100 die?
Yeah, and then I divided by 2. Okay. So I'm just doing math in my head. 39.
Which is an odd.
It's closest to 50, so I win.
Boop.
That is just not how the game works.
It should be how it works. Since many improvements.
So the winner was odd. So you get 15. You have, you bet 10.
I bet 10, I get 15 back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great job, Flandel.
Hell yes.
And overall,
heck
you.
Yeah.
As a group, you lost.
We lost quite a bit.
45.
Mm-hmm.
Great odds.
Boop.
Okay. Banquet's coming up.
Banquet's going to happen. We're going to cause a distraction. Since you're so in tune with this, you'll probably be able to tell.
I'll be able to feel it.
And that's when you go.
How are you going to get the mind players out?
We're going to have a distraction.
Okay. I trust you.
They're going to have to go fight. Fight.
Slip out as fast as you can. I know you said you only need a half an hour, but try and go faster.
We literally have between 20 and 30 minutes. 30 minutes exactly, probably, for the
whole distraction. All right. I have a couple helpers that can corral everyone.
The distraction involves the release of a lot of monsters, so also be careful.
Don't go to 14.
Stay away from the Colosseum.
Mm-hmm.
But they, hopefully it's chaotic enough that they call everyone because they need help.
13. The Colosseum's on 13.
13, yes. Yeah.
The med is on 14. Right. The hospital.
Definitely stay away from there.
The Grey's Anatomy Hospital.
Nothing
there's
good.
More drama there. Than healing.
Yeah.
They really are focused on drama, aren't they?
Those mind flayers are just falling in love. And
the only place everywhere else, they just like... Well, completely asexual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something happens in a hospital.
I don't know. All right.
Magic.
tough luck. Better luck next time.
Dang.
Okay. I'm sick of this.
Are there dice? What can I throw? What's in front of me?
Oh.
more chips.
I take the chips and I throw them onto the ground.
Okay. If you're done for the day, don't forget to exchange your chips for crisps.
Thanks.
Because they don't work outside of here.
Yes.
They'll do.
Thanks, Magenta.
Alrighty. Have fun.
So much. You've taught us so much.
Yep.
You'll see.
Come on.
I'll
Jen.
Be back.
We're going to go.
All right. Just for fun's sake, because I think we all should, we should pull go to the Monopoly slots and just do one.
Yes!
Okay.
Slots for
slots,
fun.
Slots, slots.
We'll all put like one thing in and just pull.
Okay.
See what we do.
I'm going to put two.
Okay.
Want to play?
So you have two pulls?
Okay. Yes.
So what do we roll for that?
The Monopoly ones are
3D12s.
3D12s. Oh, shoot.
Which is this little guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Man.
All right. Hey, to us.
To us, right?
To us.
I'm feeling good about this.
Just for funsies.
And not just about the poll, about everything.
I got a 6, 5, and 2.
Bust.
Damn.
11, 1, 10.
Bust.
Damn.
Pull again.
3, 11, 6.
Bust.
Damn. Come on.
7, 6, 10.
Bust.
Damn.
Wait, okay. One more pull, but we will pull it together.
Together.
On one single machine?
On one single machine.
Okay. We gotta get them within one of each other, right? Yeah. Cheese and rice.
Oops, that was an insight.
What'd you get?
One.
Oh.
Nine.
I got a 7.
We win.
We did not.
Heart of the cards.
Heart of the cards. I feel successful.
Those are that's so addicting, though.
I know. Can the next hour just be that?
Yeah. This is really exciting radio. It's just like boom, yeah. Nine.
It's really addicting to do. Yeah. To try and get three of the same numbers. Anyways.
Well, yeah. There's always next gambling syndicate world.
Yeah. Let's go.
How long till the banquet?
You've got like a couple hours.
Did we take a long rest?
We did.
Yeah. We went to sleep.
You took a long rest. You can just press the button and you're healed.
Mm-hmm. Press the button and you're healed.
Right. Torin looks so much better. He was dying. Now he's good.
Torin, you look great.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was
let's
nice.
Go get ready.
Yeah.
Look nice.
Ooh.
What?
I
makeover montage.
Have a text.
A text?
Tux.
Oh,
you're
tuxedo.
He's still torn.
I was so confused.
I bought one while you guys were like going around and doing things.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh,
it is so lovely when I inspire people to look better. That is one of my greatest gifts to the world.
You really did. Yeah. I was like admiring how like you're really, really polished and put together. And I was like, I want to try that.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, dragonborns are just like the most phenomenal ever. And we're very fashionable. And, you know, we're very kind. And we're just, I don't know, somebody that you maybe would want to be around you all the time and like be your best friend. And I just feel like you should ponder that a lot.
I did a tour on Valkyor once. Yeah.
That's not okay.
I feel that.
Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. So freaking dense.
Are we not opening up?
Oh, no, we are. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Okay. About what?
Oh, just like people we miss, you know? Like, who do you miss most of all from Hearthspace?
Who's that directed at?
Everybody. Well, I don't know. Torin. You seem like to want to open up. Who do you miss? Who you haven't seen in like a minute?
My dad died like 5 years ago.
Oh, shit.
That's heavy.
Oh, my God.
You asked.
Okay.
So I guess I miss him a lot.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking more like...
You taught me how to fish.
That's so beautiful. I'm going to need a minute.
Yeah. Oh, Flint. It's okay.
It was solar fishing, though, so you have to use hooks that are like kind of heat impervious.
That's great. I miss...
I'm going to change my tux now.
Okay, great.
Goodbye. Bye. Flynn, I miss... Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Just be in love, God damn it.
Okay. Who you miss the most? Oh, my dad died 5 years ago.
He is a tough nut to crack. Okay.
I never thought I'd say this. I think Jill deserves better.
Oh, wow.
Right. I mean,
wow.
This is character growth. This is what it looks like right here.
He's a nice guy.
You can be nice, but if you don't know who you love, that's not helpful. Okay. Anyways.
God is just tugging. He's a nice guy.
I think he's not bad.
All right. Maybe we should go get some clothes and.
Serica's like, oh, shoot. I don't have any fancy things without Azor.
Well, there is a mall.
Yeah. I do have a cocktail dress.
Wow, you
would work.
Well, it'll be okay. Okay, I'll just wear that.
Yeah. Banquet. Cocktail dress.
Jake disappears and comes back in like a black tube dress, essentially.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Breast forward.
Better work.
Beautiful.
Perfect. You will take all the attention away. I love that.
I thought we were going to go clubbing, but...
That's...
Wait!
Oh, no.
No? Oh, sorry.
We always go clubbing when we're at Valkyor, so I just...
Also, the best thing is when you go clubbing all night long and then you wake up, you don't even go to sleep. You're just in the morning and then you're like, oh, shoot, do I have a very serious quest to go on? A battle? Dare I say a murder? Ooh, and I'm in my cocktail dress. It's so fun. Just the rush, the lack of sleep.
Well, you would have done that last night because the banquet's in a few hours.
We have a lot of catching up to do.
Really do. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you all put on?
A Flandel does an all blue suit that matches his scooey body.
Wow.
Yeah. Going monochromatic.
Love it.
Really big Jen energy.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm scared. What have I done?
It's a power suit. Yeah.
Peek slicks her hair back again and then makes it so it's like a comfortable, and it's not sequined, but it does have some sparkle to it. It's a turtleneck dress, a sleeveless turtleneck dress that just like goes down and has like a humble slit that goes up mid thigh, but not like super high, just stops like right above the knee. And you know what? I think it's one of those outfits where it's actually a romper. It's pants, but the way that the pants are, it looks like a dress.
Yeah.
With one slip.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
And that's what Peek is wearing.
A few embellishments. I want inspired me. I want pinstripes and I want a fedora and I want feather sticking out of the fedora.
It's yeah.
M'lady.
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 God.
I can't help but notice.
Wow.
Okay.
What's Jen wearing?
Jen wears a mermaid style wedding dress, but it's purple.
Work.
She's the guest of honor.
Yes.
I love that.
In her head.
Incredible.
The royal purple color.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Oh, that looks so good.
And then she has
the
gloves
copper.
That match. Mm-hmm. And then a big gay drag queen boa.
Yes. Is it ostrich feather?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Ugh. And then she's got one, like the largest ostrich feather you have ever seen. Just one.
One plume.
Sticking out of the top of her head.
Mm.
One plume. One very long plume.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's done.
Beam Beam is in a matching dress. Oh my God, that's so cute.
Tiny little dress. Oh.
And matching little gloves.
Yeah.
Like little dog booties, you know.
Torin opens the door and comes out in a galaxy purple tuxedo with a contrasting black lapel.
Wow. Hot.
And a a black dress shirt, no tie, and just like the top two buttons undone. And he's like, I kind of didn't know what to do with my hair, but like, whatever.
It looks great.
Thanks.
And I go up to Flandel and I close his mouth.
Looks good.
Yep.
We're ready.
We're ready. Okay.
All right. I've got the potions.
I've got the ring and the...
I have charisma, uniqueness, and nerve.
Mm.
Talent too.
Just real quick, I go up to Serica. And I go, you have something right here. And I put my hand up to her ear. Oh, that's a nat one.
Is it a quarter?
Guys, I don't know if I can do this.
God. Oh, God.
How do you accidentally hit Serica?
I think I go to like I'm going to pull something out from behind her ear. And my hand just like... like slaps her across the face. I go, oh my God.
Ow.
Oh my God. Sir, are you okay?
Whoa.
I'm so sorry.
That was,
I don't. I'm going to step away from you now.
If you're a traitor, tell us right now if we're like turning tables. I'd like to know.
Sometimes when I try to do that sleight of hand for dummies, it really didn't cover the dummy part. That sleight of hand did the opposite of what it's... I'm sorry. Are you okay?
I'll be okay.
You want to slap me back? That was awful.
Maybe.
I think it's only fair.
Slap fight.
Yeah. You can slap me back if you feel the need, because that was uncalled for and out of my control.
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
You have tiny bird wrists.
I do.
Yeah, that would... This slap would not...
I tried to pull an egg roll from behind your ear, and I don't know why.
You have egg rolls?
I thought I did. I thought I could be magic and pull one out from behind your ear with sleight of hand.
But do you have an egg roll on
okay,
you?
Okay, girl. There will be some at the party, I assume. And if not, if we make it out of this alive, I will get you a huge mountain of egg rolls.
I want there to be eggs. I don't want you to get me egg rolls, God.
Well, okay, I can only do so
maybe
much.
I know. I slapped because my hand was like, you don't have egg rolls. You can't pull a non-existent egg.
Enough!
Sorry.
We have shit to do.
Okay.
You hear a sound kind of permeate the space, and it's like, bring.
Attention, King Dory. The banquet shall begin in 30 minutes. Please make your way to the 50th floor.
Shall we?
Yeah. To the elevator.
As you all are leaving, Gersey sees you and kind of is like, oh, hey, I'll join in. And
yeah, put on some of that rock.
Yeah, as you get into the elevator, he's like, this one's a longer trip.
Oh, yeah.
While we're riding up,
ripped,
I want to turn to Gersey and be like, hey, Gersey, I was wondering, have you ever seen anything like this? And then I go, and open up.
Whoa.
Sorry. No, like that. It's wow. Look at this, this thing.
I haven't been with a plasmoid in years. Wow.
Oh, no, that's, flattering.
Not trying to, I mean.
Oh, good. Me neither. But, truly, I just wanted you to look at this thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have you seen anything like this?
Nope.
Cool. Great. How many banquets have you been to?
Do you like it? Is it cool? Does it do stuff?
Yeah, it does stuff.
Can I have it?
No.
Hello?
Well, no. I can't get it out of me.
Have you tried?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you?
What happens when you try?
I don't know. It gets angry and it digs deeper into my body.
Ding!
The elevator door is open.
Anyway.
Learned my lesson from last time.
Said I'm not talking to you bitches.
And as the door is open, what you would have expected to not have any space in the middle, this wide, expansive, extremely tall ceiling just kind of like appears out of nowhere. And this space is so much bigger and grander than you would have even expected be possible at the top of this pyramid. 30-foot high vaulted ceilings with these amazing skylights of stained glass of various mind flayers doing heroic tasks throughout the many millennia with which they've been in existence. Mostly like conquering other worlds and like eating brains and things like that.
Mm. Sick.
And as you see all that laid before you are these long tables with approximate food. And then these chairs, these chaise longues that have people kind of like leaning back as this mental energy is pouring off of the back of their heads into these, essentially these like fountains, and mind flayers are going up and like dipping their chalices into the thing and then taking them and drinking them. And they just stick their tentacle inside the chalice and they're like, and everyone's having a great time. There's mind flayers, there's a number of very tough looking people that look like they had bested the arena at some point. And you see Tallow Cake off into the side. She's talking to like a group of like mind flayers that have congregated around her, and you just hear, and at the very center, you see all of these statues that are of mind flayers just stoically holding a sword in the center. And then you see just a giant brain with Sphinx cats all around it purring and rubbing next to it. And there's a closed eyeball right in the center of it.
Can I investigate that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, also,
you rolled a d12.
Oh.
You're really handy.
And I only got a 12.
Really handicapping yourself.
15.
I got a 19.
Yeah, you don't. Okay. Final doesn't.
I just, yeah.
That's Kalor. That's the Elder Brain.
Great.
And with the 19, you also see that there's like a gross purpley like pulsing tentacle thing that goes up and into the ceiling as well. That's connected to the base and back of the brain.
Mm, okay. Like a spine almost, but it's a tentacle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to look and find Van Grax. See if I see him.
Great. Yeah. He is easy to spot because he is at one of the banquet tables where all of the successors and advisors sit. And so he is still shirtless, rippling tentacle muscles,
Does he have a different colored arm?
It's pink.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, it's pink. Oof. Next to him, you would assume is the advisor, Deli. Then on the other side of the table that flanks the Elder Brain is a different mind flayer. And you could expect that one of them, there's two of them. One of them is probably Altarian and the other is someone else. Maybe the third in line, who knows?
Are they sitting or are they mingling?
Vangrex is sitting and not intermingling. Altarian looks like he took a stop and sat down, is like getting up and going again. And then Deli is just whispering to one of the Sphinx cats.
Okay.
Team, you know.
The other one, the one that might be a third success or something, partying hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no way any responsibility falls on his plate.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Imagining imagining one of those just like tentacles and sort of this is great. It's really funny. Okay, telepathically to you two. Well, I guess I can't do that.
No. Yeah. Mm. Okay, great. Nope. We have to just yep
do the thing.
Okay.
All right. I look at Peek. And then I look at Jen, and then I grab Serica, and I walk over to Deli.
Okay.
Great.
I go over to Vangrax.
And I go with you, and I push my tatas up high in my dress as we saunter.
Your wedding dress.
Yeah, my wedding dress. It's called
Manifestation. There's nothing uglier than an immodest bride.
Exactly.
Have you seen that trend?
I haven't.
It's such a good TikTok. So good. It's just like, it's just classic. Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to sit on either side of him? Vangrex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. you're going to pull up seats.
Yeah, because he's sitting at a table, right? And I assume both seats on each side of him are empty because what's his name's?
No, so it is a banquet table, so it's almost like the people that are at, like the people at the wedding sit facing the rest of the crowd, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm dressed.
And there's people on the other side. Yeah.
Okay, so actually, Jen.
So you'd pull up chairs if you wanted to. I mean, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Because it's your game, not mine.
Jen walks up to the front and goes, "Oh, this must be this table for me and my friend as your special guest." And she pulls up a chair and sits directly in front of him.
You hear a deep growl.
Oh, brah, to you too. Aww, honey.
It's getting saucy.
I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I had.
I'm shipping this. This is
pure manipulation.
And how do you walk up?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just sit next to him.
Great.
I go, "Hey, it's good to see you."
Hey, no hard feelings.
No.
Okay, great.
About what?
The arena.
No.
I wasn't going to actually eat your brain. I'm not allowed to, but I maybe would have messed you up a little bit.
Well, that would have been nice to know, because I really did think you were going to, like, I don't know, murder me. And that's, like, a little aggressive. No, we were in such a, like, lovely, intimate embrace, and then you're just going to murder somebody. Like, ooh, that's a cause for trauma. You know what I'm saying?
But I wanted to.
Murder me?
Yeah. It's my whole thing.
Okay, I feel like we're going backwards again.
You know how you have a brand?
Pardon?
Do you have a brand?
Duh.
I do, too. It's murder.
I love that for us.
While they are talking, I've put the potion that needs to go in his stuff.
In his chalice?
Yes, I rolled a 19, so that is a 29.
Well, we'll see if he notices.
Yeah. Chen might have to roll against the titty out. I don't know. That's my one move.
Uh-oh.
I mean, he is distracted by Jen.
Mm-hmm.
I whip my... No, not yet.
Did he beat a 29?
With a 23, you managed to successfully poison the chalice without him or anyone else noticing.
Oh my God. So good.
Ooh, Jack.
Things are going to get...
So you like murder too?
This coming so off guard. Well, this is a little secret, but I actually was a bounty hunter. Not that long ago, you know.
Shut up.
Hung up my boots. I will not shut up. You shut up.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's banter.
Oh, okay. That's... Wow. Wow.
I know. I'm amazing.
Maybe, like, murder isn't... I almost killed you, but you're funny.
I'm hilarious. Do you see why it would have been such a awful loss for the universe?
Give me a persuasion check.
10.
You just look at me and goes,
okay, I keep thinking we're like bonding, that I feel like we go backwards, but that's okay. I'll just take a sippy of my drinky poo.
Oh, should we cheers?
Cheers! Queers. I mean,
it's when we all clink our cups and drink together.
Ugh, it sounds like some Barrel-X shit.
But you know what?
But it's fun. Really, it's an excuse to drink.
And I'm going to tell you a little secret tip. It's a really easy way to trick somebody into getting their hands closer to you so you can pull them in and murder them.
Okay. Let's try it.
Sure.
Fuck! No, wait! Wait, 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 wait. Wait.
He's going to
wait.
Hagiba. No, I'm kidding. Great. He raises his glass.
Great. And then we just, to us.
To us.
Cheers.
Make a dexterity save.
No, no. I didn't say I moved my glass forward yet. Jen does not fully clink the glasses together.
As he's drinking the drink, make a dexterity save.
What? Me?
Both of us?
Yeah.
Both of us. You said that it was a time to start murdering people. Oh, man.
Okay. Well, no, wait.
Dexterity? What's my
time?
Wait. I'm confused. What?
You said that when you cheers, it's a great opportunity for murder. And he's like, okay, let's try it.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you literally did. So now he's going to try and kill us.
No.
While he's drinking.
It's too late.
Gift of gab.
It's too late. Oh. Probably, but
I mean, gift of gab.
I'm fucking gift of gabbing that shit. Are you crazy? No.
What do you say instead?
Instead, I say, cheersing is a fun way to get to know each other.
And he's already drinking. He's like, why the fuck would I do that? Or he's like,
cheers.
Okay.
Cheers. You two look like you're having a great conversation. Excuse me. And I get up. And I go over to where they are with Deli.
Great. Which is right next to them. So you just turned to the other side.
I just stood up and turned around.
And I just said, peak is very low bar for people. You know, it's like you have to move on very quickly.
So really quickly, let's just do the your approach to Deli. Because he was deep in conversation with the Sphinx cat.
Mm-hmm. Who's a good kitty? Who's a good old kitty?
Hello, my name is Flandel, and I don't know if you know this, but I was part of Jen and the Ultimatums. We won the quadruple tier in the tournament yesterday.
Wow, great.
Yeah, I just want to say these past few days have been just two of them. These past 2 days have been just really incredible. You guys are running a tight ship here, and I love it.
Do you want an autograph?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't do autographs.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to meet you. You seem like you're pretty, you know, you're pretty high up, and so I just. My name's Flandel, by the way. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Deli.
Deli.
Uh-huh.
My gosh. Hi.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
This is Mr. Pibbles.
Hello. So sweet. I reach out to Scritch.
Great. Give me an animal handling check.
Okay.
Oh my God. I could have been talking to these. Well, it wouldn't matter. Didn't I try that? Sorry.
14. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Excitable. I love cats.
And suddenly it kind of gets like a bit of a, it's like,
oh, Flandel, you did such a good, show. I really had to jump in there before you chopped off the face of my favorite prophet here. But interesting.
Oh, Kalor, it is a true pleasure and an honor.
What were you doing earlier? This body really is not responding well to you.
I just going in for a little scritch.
Oh, don't touch the cat.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I saw Deli doing it, so I thought it was like just like a custom or something.
Deli, have you been touching the cats? No, sir. I don't. It's just one of them is named Mr. Pibbles. And we're friends.
I'm so sorry. I didn't.
Deli, like, looks at, glares at you.
Deli, have you been touching the cat? That's funny.
And Kalora's like, I'm need to go check on some other things. Ta-ta.
Very nice to meet. Okay.
He's gone. It's just a cat again. Oh, Mr. Pibbles. It's okay.
Peek.
Hi.
This is Deli. Deli is, what would you say your, what's your role in the organization?
What's my role in the organization?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this a job interview?
No. I'm just making an introduction, you know? Are you chief cat toucher?
I believe that
Deli. You really put me in hot water there.
I'm really sorry. I had no idea.
I could have gotten fired.
I'm very sorry, sir.
Hi, I'm...
Hi.
It's an honor to meet you, Deli. You're the advisor, yes?
Yes, I'm advisor to the Elder Brain.
It's incredible to meet you. How's your evening going?
It's fine. It's just, everything's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for, I don't know if it was you or but this banquet is beautiful.
I did plan everything here.
It's so lovely.
It's so lovely.
I split my time between advising Kalor, which I just make sure everything kind of like stays the same, and I get to pour all of my energy into event planning, which is my real passion.
It's really incredible.
Yes.
Can you describe a little bit of the frescoes I'm seeing on the wall? It seems like really, it's those over there in particular, the ones where...
The triptych?
Yeah.
Mm, yes. That was actually painted 1,300 cyclones ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just really loving the detailed work around the tentacles.
Well, that was actually, they found an entire wild space of sphinx cats. And when we conquered that entire space, the original Elder Brain loved them so much that he was just like, let's keep them as is. They're cute. And so we brought them all back to our central colony here.
What
and
a
then now,
cool, interesting thing.
So the first one is really the first Elder Brain discovering a sphinx cat. The second one is the cat purring. That's what those little vibration signals are.
Oh,
you see how they're kind of like going out and they're like wiggling out?
Yeah, absolutely.
It really captures the essence.
Peek, are you getting any of this?
And then, oh my gosh, I am soaking it in.
The third picture is a cat in absolute zen repose as the Elder Brain penetrates its mind for the first time.
Oh,
wow. It occupies its brain, taking it all free will away from it.
So that's what's going on.
Yes. They love it.
Really getting in that pussy.
Mr. Pibbles. What?
Sorry, excuse me.
What?
Maybe the parlance is different.
What did you say?
Nothing. I...
Well, real
quick. Did you say pussy?
Yes.
I did.
Felt
weird.
While he was very avidly describing that... Mm-hmm. I rolled a 26 to put the potion in his...
I'm going to give him disadvantage for hearing the word pussy.
Oh, my God!
What?
That caught me all the way off guard.
Caught everyone off guard.
Off guard.
Yeah.
Holy smokey.
I think pussy is going to give a disadvantage here. That's really good, because one of these is a nat 20.
Oh, fuck.
But that is a 10.
Pussy saves the day.
Yes.
Ooh, Chad.
Well,
sorry. Is that not the? Anyway, that's not the right word.
What?
Nothing. I just.
What does that word mean?
It's another word for cat.
Pussy.
Yes. Pussy cats.
Sounds weird.
It is very strange.
Yeah.
Not usually used.
Sounds tend to like. I could taste information. I just need to wash that down. And so he reaches and. Kind of takes a sip from his chalice.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Thank you so much for that information. We are ever so grateful. Beautiful, beautiful banquet. You should do more of this.
Beautiful gowns.
beautiful gown.
There's one in particular. I think that's doing very well. It's almost as if she dressed for being a bride in this space. It's fascinating.
Yes, incredible. Oh, yeah.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about, like, marriage and the nature of it.
Of course.
Actually, like, a lot. I've been thinking about that a lot.
Gosh, we've...
I've only been thinking about...
Hot show. I'll be...
I've only been thinking about marriage. That's Mr. Pibbles. Isn't that weird?
Thank you so much, Deli. Bye.
It's just marriage. Great. And so you leave, and he's, like, contemplating the nature of marriage. Mm-hmm. So strange.
Oh, my gosh.
So weird.
Deli's my favorite one that we've met.
Yeah, having someone very serious with an interior design passion and cat passion is really...
I clink my glass against Peaks and I say, great.
Yeah. Should we start?
Oh, Jen has to get away from Homeboy. Instead of just getting up and walking away, because that doesn't work for Jen, she has to make a little bit of a scene. So she stands up and goes, you know what? I don't know what to do with you, even man. I cannot tell if we are going to kill each other or love each other. And that back and forth is just no longer working for moi. She turns around and walks away.
No, I don't love you. Okay, bye. And you just go, and he's like, And he turns and looks at Deli, and he's like,
Uh-oh.
Hell yeah. Can we sit and see what he does?
You just want to watch this play out?
You just want to see what, just in a few seconds, what distraction happens.
I shouldn't keep mentioning death to this guy. I don't know why it, like, sparks so much
murder
inspiration.
Me.
Murder.
Yeah.
It's a great time to murder us.
I'm like, Jesus.
I guess I didn't really think about my words very carefully
death
there.
Sex. Death and sex are, like, right there. Right.
All right. He kind of, like... turns and he just kind of, he looks confused. And then as he looks up, he locks eyes with Deli from across the table. And like, you can see that his rippling torso, he kind of just raises a tentacly arm and he just points. You made all this happen, didn't you? And coquettishly, Deli looks at the cat and then looks away and is like, yeah, I kind of made all this happen. Vangrax gently, he gets up and pulls the chair closer and sits down and is like, you know, I really feel like I don't know you at all. And I feel like we've been at odds for so long. I just, like, you keep everything the same, but, like, you do change. And then Deli is just, yeah, and I always thought all you wanted to do was just murder, but you could maybe murder me a little bit, I guess. And you see he takes his tentacle and places it on top of Vangrax's tentacle, and they do the equivalent of Mind Flayer hand holding.
I
pat,
finally a love story. God.
I pat Jen on the back and I'm like, it's okay. It's 100% of the shots you don't take, you know?
What? Sure, boo boo, sure. I'm so distraught. Oh no, my love.
I make eye contact, I find Gersey in the room.
Great. Gersey has set up a little bit of a dice circle in the corner, and they're just kind of rolling and betting already.
He is
Nobody
hooked.
Talk to Abion, eh? Abion.
Altarian?
Yes. We don't need to, because he'll just take over.
Are we sure?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Okay.
He'll be the only one left. And Peek is looking at Gersey.
He's not looking up.
Okay, I walk over to Gersey.
Oh! Oh, hi.
Hi. Having fun?
I'm up.
Of course you are. You're always up. Now,
That's true. They're loaded dice. Oh, shit.
Wow. Now.
It's a joke, guys.
I walk away.
Now? Oh.
Wink.
Oh, gotcha. Like, sorry, one sec, guys. I gotta take care of something.
Come back, and I'm like, God, he's such a dip.
Yeah.
But you liked him so much for so long.
Never meet your heroes, you know.
In the meantime, you kind of hear, it's like, I heard that as well. Yes. And it's like, and Tallow Cake saw it all, and that was just resonating in your mind. And so instantly, in a flash of pink, you all disappear and you reappear inside of what feels, it's just this fleshy space of writhing illithid tentacles. And at the center is a enormous blue brain. And it's almost as if, you know how like the human cerebrum is like two lobes? It's almost as if it's like one, two, three, four, and it looks like a walnut, a full walnut.
A full, true walnut.
Yeah, full.
It's big?
Yeah, it's easily the size of Azor.
What? We should have asked a billion more questions.
How did she expect us to get this out of here?
I don't know. We have 20 minutes to figure this out. It's like there are tentacles like wrapped around it.
Yeah, so there's like sinuous fungal tendrils just like attached onto it from all around there. And you get the feeling that this is like hooked into the elder brain pretty directly.
Oh, that's where the other side of that tentacle. Oh, I didn't see.
No, y'all saw it when you came in.
Okay, all right.
So I guess our only hope is that if we chop all these tentacles away from it, that, I don't know, it'll shrink or something, because otherwise I don't know how the fuck we're going to get this out of here.
You hear an alarm going off in the distance.
How heavy?
Alert.
It's
alert.
It's very heavy, isn't it?
You have to get closer and figure it out.
Okay.
Okay, I walk up to it.
Cool. Arcana or religion.
Okay.
I'd like to just like make the hand of Iona, hand of Anduul, on my hand and then touch it. Just like make contact with it.
That's a 15.
15.
Yeah.
It's definitely magic, and it's kind of responding very crazily to the like tentacles that are like tapped into it. But it's not clear what's...
We need to sever the tentacles.
It looks pretty heavy.
Where's your axe?
As you place onto it the palm, it feels like it vibrates like crazy, and it responds well to that, but it's anchored in place here currently.
We need to cut the tentacles. All right. We need to sever them now.
Okay, I'm on it.
Mechanically speaking, you need to work through these tentacles in a fastidious manner. Fastidious manner?
Fastidious manner?
Well, I don't pronounce things in an uppity way like that.
Oh!
Fine, wow.
I have a dagger on me.
Sick.
Is my acid breath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got your axe?
I got my axe.
My axe.
And my axe.
And my acid breath. Wonderful. So you need to each make 3 attacks.
Okay.
And you need to do enough damage to work through these tentacles.
We're very casual about this.
Well, you can be.
We only have 20 minutes. Let's go.
3 attacks.
First attack.
Yeah.
I'm going to rage.
Okay.
And I'm going to do these recklessly.
It says...
Yes!
Is that a nat 20?
Yeah.
I got 23.
Great. So give me all 3.
Oh, okay.
6, 17, natural 20.
I got 11. Oh my gosh. And 21.
11, 21, and 23?
Yes.
You see Flandel rage, and then like the axe itself like starts to glisten and like get a little spiky too. And you see him just like hacking at these tentacles, and then he throws the axe and it flies through like several tentacles and then reappears in his hand, and he keeps doing it. He's like getting all the tentacles that are like kind of attaching into the room.
Oh, you got the returning one. Yeah. That's sick.
Yes.
So what are your 3 rolls?
My 3 rolls were 26, 23, and 19.
Wow.
Sick.
So you just have a dagger and you're hacking away at it?
Mm.
Cool.
Trying to help however I can.
So cinematically, you kind of start going at it, and the 11 doesn't quite find purchase, but as you really start going through it, you are carving through a large number of each of these. in total, you actually do manage to get through 44
Jesus.
In this time period. Jen.
Yeah.
You slice through a bunch of them. You take out your rapier and you're just stabbing beam beams, munching on different things. But when you use your acid breath, that nat 20 takes out 40 tentacles all by itself.
Fuck yeah.
Shit.
So you've worked through 57 tentacles. And
57.
As you melt and like the acid doesn't affect the brain at all. And you're just like, you clear off an entire half of the brain with just that acid breath alone. And then Flandel, as you're throwing this like boomeranging Xena warrior princess style battle axe, as it's tearing through, you do get a incredible 68
damn
tentacles.
Yes.
A lot of tentacles.
Yes.
A lot of tentacles. I will let you all know that there were 50 tentacles that you each needed to get through.
Shit.
So 150 total. And you crushed it so hard that you actually destroyed a few extra tentacles that were just around the room that were not attached. And you're like, get back.
Thanks, Aras.
You just see Flandel just like, there's some tentacles and not even attached to the brain.
You're just crushing.
Flandel, you got it. You got it.
With the butt of it. Just.
Sorry.
Like pushing that button, the stats keep going on and off.
Yeah.
It's a video game at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. 169.
Holy. Hell yeah.
Well.
That's the sex number.
Yeah.
Plus 100. There's one person watching on the side.
Sick.
Baby, you want a 169?
You want a 169? I've got a friend over
got
there.
Got a cock over here.
To lie next to us.
Staying no. perfectly still. No. Becoming a human body pillow.
No touching.
If we cover him in a sheet, it helps with the reality of his fantasy.
Oh my God!
Sick.
That's 169 for you. Look it up.
Hammy, okay.
We broke Hammy. And so you've cleared it. You have probably like 5 minutes left as you're going through this.
Okay. Flandel, the rage is... Yeah, you go ahead.
No, nothing has happened to that. Like, it hasn't shrunk.
Mm-mm. It looks like it's throbbing a little bit.
Okay.
Oh.
Wom, wom.
Weird.
I just go up to it and I go, hello? Can you shrink down so we can travel with you and bring you home?
I'm going to roll for sentience, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't sentient in my head, but
I feel like the tentacles were like keeping it.
It is not sentient.
Oh, well, shit.
The rage is sort of worn off now. Flannel's back to his own, adjust his glasses. Oh, he's not wearing them anymore. Okay.
Yeah, he's grown.
He's grown.
See, here, everyone that wears glasses, just so you know, when you become a better person, you won't have to wear them anymore.
You won't have to wear them anymore.
If you become hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the 90s taught me.
That's exactly right. You'd be so pretty if, hold on a second.
Why don't you take those off?
His pants are covered in paint.
wait, do we still have the beeper on us?
Yes. But.
Gersies?
No.
You can't communicate out of this space.
Okay.
Oh, I bring the palm of Andul to
the brain.
To the brain, and I touch it.
You hear a pop, like a. And. It's almost as if a giant vacuum has been created and a sonic boom kind of like appears in the cavitation of space that's in front of you. You all need to make a dexterity save.
Oh, my God.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, you got to do what you got to do.
What else were we supposed to do?
Fuck.
Fuck. Oh, that's a nat one.
Oh, fuck.
I got a 9.
I got a...
Oh, shit.
I'm going to get sucked into outer space. That's why Hadar was like, you were supposed to destroy it. It was going to kill you.
Like, you're still in the room. It's just that like this, the brain has shrunk down to this, like palm sized. And so what created is a giant vacuum where all that air used to be. And so it's essentially a giant windstorm or like a sonic boom.
Right. So I'm going to take some damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I have advantage on dex saving throws that I can...
When you're not raging?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You can definitely see it.
Great. Oh, cool. 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 Wow. Not that much better. 8.
Oh, God. Yeah. It caught y'all by surprise.
Yeah, my alert doesn't help me in this at all, right?
You can't be surprised, but...
I can't be surprised.
But you still got...
But I rolled a nat 1.
So yeah.
Shit, you rolled a nat 1?
I rolled a nat 1. I was staring at this thing when you put your hand on it, and I was actually going to touch it with you, so that makes sense.
You all take 17 damage. Shit. As the wind sucks you in and then kind of explodes. And there's actually, like, when that happens, it creates a large amount of heat, too. And so it just, it's almost as if you're kind of stunned via this entire interaction. But you've kind of succeeded. It's just, when you're dealing with things of an eldritch god, they will operate in a way that doesn't care about people.
Right. Can I cast Cure Wounds on Peak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you regain a number of hit points equal to 1d8 plus your spellcasting modifier. Is that my spellcasting?
Your spellcasting modifier, yeah.
8!
Wow.
Plus 3?
So 11?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope that's helpful.
It is, very much so. Thank you.
Nice.
Your bird wrists go back into play.
Oh, I feel like we have a lot ahead of us.
All right, who's gonna hold the brain?
It's like in your little gooey palm.
Oh, okay. I got it. I can hold on to it.
Slurp it into your body and hide it under, but hide your vest.
Okay, I'm not sure how this is gonna work. So,
oh, wait, maybe don't do that. Wait, maybe don't do that. Wait,
dear
wait.
Listener. As soon as Jen suggested that, I lurched forward in my chair, asking, "Do you slurp it into your body?"
I do, because I listened to
what?
Jen.
What? No. I give him gab. I give him a gab. And I never said to do that.
Hammy, I thought you wanted to win this game.
Well, obviously, I don't really understand the rules.
What do you say instead of slurp it into your body?
I
do
say
I have to make a save against it too. I think
what? No. Just what?
She gift of gab.
Oh, okay.
I gift of gabbed on myself. Yeah. Which,
just hold it.
Just and hold on really tight and don't let anybody else touch it.
Great.
Okay, great.
I grab your shoulder and I grab your shoulder and I go push the button on to go back, the recall spell.
Oh, it happens.
It just happens.
Oh, it just happens?
So we just have to hold on to it.
Because there's no way to communicate out of this space. It's a rebounding teleportation.
Right, she did say that. So we're just waiting?
So we're just waiting and holding on.
Do you want to play Parcheesi?
No.
No.
I should hide it.
I have rules for Parcheesi.
I'm just going to put it
in a pocket. Yeah.
Put it in your pocket. One of those like inside pockets, and I'm just going to pop it in there.
Right.
Okay. How does it look? Does it kind of look like I have a brain inside of my inner pocket?
About it.
Okay, great.
It
looks like you have one boob. Let's go.
Okay. I'll put it underneath the hat.
No.
No, okay, great.
Put it in your pocket.
In the pocket. Yep, got it.
There's kind of a, wait, is that it's a ringing in your ear. It's like,
no,
really distant.
No. Hmm.
And it starts to kind of get louder and louder and louder. And then you just hear a, and you're back in the banquet hall. And
run.
We have all the mind flayers are kind of like surrounding the brain. It's like, sir, except for Vangrax and Deli. They're just like, their tentacles are enwrapped each other. It's like, let's get out of here. And
away with me.
And ba-da-da, come away with me. And a psionic portal opens up, and Deli's like, yeah, let's get out of here. I've never wanted anything more in my life. And they walk through the portal into a field of flowers and tiny creatures.
It was a love potion. Mm-hmm. And I finally got my love story. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Tallow hears that just because Tallow can hear anything. I don't do love potions. I do elopement potions. They're very specific.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's okay. But it always has to resist a position of authority. Okay. That's what's fun. Yeah.
Absolutely. Great job. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You help us get back to our ship.
Oh, I left.
Okay, bye.
Oh,
let's go. So we go and...
And you see that you were talking to a pink piece of illusion magic and it just like disapparates.
Great. We get out of there.
We grab Serica and Torin and get out of there.
Hey.
Gerzy's still playing craps and looks at him like, you guys are going to where the monsters are?
No.
Oh, where are you going? Oh.
Okay, we just go.
Okay, have fun. He just keeps playing craps. How does he do?
How's he doing?
He's doing, he's down now.
Yeah. You know.
It's just the way of the world.
It is.
Great. Where do you guys go?
We go to Azor, right?
All
right.
I think we got to just get out of here. Yep.
There's a lot of bustling going on right now. I'm going to make it difficult unless you have a creative way of getting out of this space.
Okay. Shoot.
Monsters are going. People are
sleeping. Since we're on the top floor, is there a window?
There is a window.
Oh my God.
How does gravity work with this double stacked pyramid situation?
Gravity's definitely a little bit weaker up here than it is when you're closer to the ground. And so you can surmise that the plane of gravity is centered at the lowest part of the pyramid, the tip, so to speak.
I think, hold on, let me see if I have rope. One second.
You have rope. You have an adventurous pack.
Great. So, in theory, if we were to slide down the side, you can't slide, no, it's upside down. Okay, hold on, let me.
What did you say the gravity was centered at?
Where the two pyramids meet, although you can't see the below pyramid. That's
so if we were to, like, even though it's inverted, if we slid down it, would we stay on it because it's at the center? Or would we just...
You'd go straight down.
How tall is it?
50 stories.
So, like, 500 feet.
Well...
500 feet. I rage.
Hello?
Again.
I'm mad.
Rage again. Flannel's body transforms once again. Oh, no. Okay, once again, he turns into a black goo studded with silver star light. And you see, like, dagger-like tendrils emitting from him, and they're trying to find purchase on, like, other people, but none of them actually connect. And he's like, just follow me. And then...
As you begin to rage, Flandel, you all hear in your mind, hey, is everything okay over there? And Azor is coming through via the intercom. It's like, there's like a space-wide alert that's going on. It's just saying, like, stay where you are kind of a thing.
Yeah, Azor, we're coming to you. We need to get out of here.
Oh. Do y'all need, like, a fast exit?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you get outside and... 10 seconds?
We sure can.
All right.
The window.
Okay. I turn around and I just run towards the window. And I just like slam into it.
Great. Give me an athletics check.
Okay. Oh, big dice.
Do you think you have an advantage on?
I do when I'm raging. Yeah. Dirty 20. Let's go with the dirty 20.
Dirty 20. The glass... kind of doesn't move for a second, and as your goo body kind of pushes through, it shatters slowly at first, and then all at once, and everything all across the width of the banquet hall, each thing shatters into purple stardust almost. And as you jump through and jump out, you spin forward, clutching the brain to make sure that it doesn't like come into any harm. Mm-hmm. And Azor is rushing forward really quickly, and it's like, oh, here you are, and swoops in. And then do you all follow?
Absolutely.
Yes, right after the
absolutely.
Yeah, we're running right behind and jump.
A metal alloy kind of like pillow appears like right out in front, and it crumples as it should, as a crumple zone does, to reduce impact for you all. So we will say that you all fell 50 feet, which would have been a lot of damage, but with Azor, we're going to just say it's 2d6 of falling damage.
Okay.
Instead of 50d6.
Yeah. Yes.
Sounds good.
Good.
So you all take 8 damage, making that trip down.
Well, there goes my healing.
And then you hear from behind, like, did they just break the window? And you all are zooming out, and Azor was like, I'm sorry, I couldn't keep the disguise on. It was hurting. I'm just back to this.
Perfect. That's all right.
All right. Great. Let's get out. And as you see this like giant purple light blaring in an emergency intercom, it's like,
please stay inside. It's dangerous. Please stay inside.
You're able to whiz off into the distance and leave successfully. Think easy. The Mind Flayer Gambling Syndicate. And you have a feeling that things are going to be a little bit for the better because of you and love.
Oh, man.
We did it.
Love. And thus our team of intrepid space tour guides escape the terrors of mind space. All that's left is to return the brain of an eldritch god to its corpse. What could go wrong? Seriously though, thank you so much for tuning in to this exciting episode of Queers on Dice. If you liked what you heard, please give us a review on your podcast app of choice, if that's possible. 5 stars will do too. That's good. But even better, tell your friends what's up, that this is one of the best, if not the best, podcast you've listened to ever. If you are interested in supporting us even further, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/queersondice. You'll get access to the Discord. We've got more exclusive content coming your way. It's a great time all around. Speaking of which, a special thank you to our current Patreon subscribers. You are making all of this possible, so thank you so much for supporting queer art. Thanks again for tuning in, and we will see you next time. Excelsior!
Did you see a ghost?
No, I saw myself in the mirror behind me. It's like, who's that curly-haired bitch? Oh, my God.
Oh, Hammy, you're the best.
Oh my God.
Bloody Mary.
No, that works.
We're not
Stop
doing
it.
That. We're
I only said it twice. And
I'm
going
to tell you right now, ghosts be trying to chat with me. They be trying to get in tune with me, and I am not about it. Find another bitch who wants to talk to you. It's not me. Sorry.